until the Help America Vote Act, which the NFV worked very hard to pass in 2002, a blind person had to go to the polling place with a sighted reader or sighted assistant, or ask the poll worker to read the ballot to them. What the Help America Vote Act did was to standardize the automated voting machines, the voting machines that we see now. So we worked very hard to work with the voting machine manufacturers to guide them and help them work out what was required to make the voting machine accessible to blind people so that it would read out loud every word that appeared on the screen that every sighted voter was able to see.
I'm sure that you're aware of this, but District 5 congressional candidate James Woods, a blind man himself, recently hosted a Braille party to get political candidates' campaign materials published in Braille. Woods has commented on what he calls a communication gap between citizens with disabilities and the politicians representing them. Do you believe materials produced in Braille help close that gap?
I don't really believe there is a major gap between blind and visually impaired people and their politicians, state and local. I believe that civil rights organizations such as ours works very hard and very closely with elected officials to be sure that whatever appears on their literature, on their websites, is accessible to blind and visually impaired people.
Something that you mentioned to me is that not many blind citizens actually read Braille.
That is true. The fact is that many, many people lose their vision later in life, and they may learn to read the alphabet in Braille so that they can make labels or mark items for them to read using the alphabet. But the majority of blind people don't read Braille. The number of people being taught Braille has declined over the years, but even so, most people who are competent and work in the community do read Braille.
What are some of the most pressing issues within the blind community?
Well, there are a number of stereotypes out there about blind people. When I'm out there with my white cane or my guide dog and I'm waiting for a bus, people often will take my arm and pull me towards the door of the bus, even though I'm perfectly capable of getting on the bus by myself. Those kind of stereotypes are troublesome to blind people. The fact that the blind people out there working as lawyers and teachers and insurance salesmen and farmers and all kinds of activities of work often amazes people that a blind person can actually do these kind of work. Often employers are reluctant to interview blind people for jobs because they say to themselves, well, who's going to take them to the bathroom or who's going to take them to the lunchroom? These very stereotypes about helplessness still exist in society, and that's what we work to erase.